They fed, furnished, clothed, and entertained suburban consumers for decades. Now experts predict roughly 25% of the country's 116,000 shopping malls will close over the next 5 years. And in some places, these malls could become Amazon warehouses. Let's talk about all of this with Mark Cohen, Director of Retail Studies at Columbia Business School. He's also a former CEO of several department store chains in the U.S. and Canada. Mark, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
First off, which kinds of malls will make it and which won't?
There are typically three kinds of malls. The top tier are super regionals, or AAA as they're referred to. They usually have more than three anchor tenants. They're usually multiple level, and they are likely to continue to be successful, to continue to thrive, because consumers will want to continue to shop in physical spaces, brick and mortar spaces. But the other two groups, the B and C malls, if you will, who have three anchor tenants or two anchor tenants being typically department stores or big boxes at either end of the development, are in tremendous jeopardy because, for example, they've been losing their anchor tenants for years as Sears, JCPenney, Macy's, and others have closed or will continue to close. And along with those anchor tenants disappearing, many of the specialty store tenants who've occupied the concourses between anchors have gone away as well.
Right. You mentioned those big box stores like Macy's and JCPenney, but now they're struggling to stay afloat. So what does that reflect?
You know, you have to track back to the 60s and 70s to fully understand what's going on today in the 21st century. So briefly, the Great American Shopping Mall emerged in the late 60s, and it typically followed the path of newly built interstate highways, which typically spawned the outmigration of young people into newly formed suburbs. And so the mall, which didn't exist prior to the 60s, was wildly successful because it gave customers an alternative to shopping downtown. And while the mall phenomenon rolled out across the United States, taking advantage of enormous swaths of inexpensive land next to the interstate and adjacent to these suburban communities, downtown retail was wiped out. It happened in hundreds of U.S. cities. And now with the onset of the internet as an alternative to your typical local mall, which may or may not have retained its appeal because it's gotten a little bit outdated and shabby, and maybe it's now on the wrong side of town. Whereas the customer was handcuffed to their local mall, they're not handcuffed to anything. They can shop literally from the comfort of home anywhere in the world, and increasingly they can transact as well.
Yeah. Well, for those places that are still there, I mean, some of them are reinventing themselves. There's the outdoor mall, these apartment complex mini village malls. Are those proving to be successful models?
There's a tremendous effort afoot to redevelop these spaces, but most of them are not going to be successful, either because the owners can't countenance the kind of financial commitment they have to make to reset what they have to present, or because their efforts are not going to be successful because they really don't draw customers back to their mall. You know, climbing walls, gyms, doctor's offices, they may draw traffic to them, but do they draw foot traffic that the mall, the shopping mall, benefits from?
What will happen to the malls that don't make it then? I mean, the biggest U.S. mall operator, Simon Property Group, has reportedly been in talks with Amazon to convert some closed mall department stores into fulfillment centers. Do you see this as a good thing?
Well, I don't really think it's going to happen, and I'll tell you why. It's an issue of motivation and outcome. Amazon is quite obviously motivated to create closer in fulfillment facilities. The closer they get to a customer's home or office, the more likely it is they can continue to offer next day, same day delivery. But what kind of foot traffic will that provide the mall? Will an Amazon fulfillment employee seek to shop in the mall on their break? I don't think so. And then, of course, a lot of these schemes may fail outright because the communities that control these malls by way of zoning are not going to want to see trailer truck traffic 24/7.
Well, that's a point. But I mean, another way to look at it is that these places then just won't be malls anymore. There'll be something like an Amazon fulfillment center. There won't be other tenants in there that would make up a mall.
You know, these fulfillment centers, whether they're Amazon or operated by others, are very large, semi-automated boxes that are very carefully designed to encourage high-speed throughput from inbound to outbound merchandise. Think about a two-level Macy's or a two-level JCPenney having to be reconfigured to be a fulfillment center.
Yeah.
So I suspect there'll be an increasing number of abandoned properties. I think Simon just walked away from two. They're giving the properties back to their lenders. Whether an Amazon sees fit to take advantage of that geography or not remains to be seen. But it's a long shot.
Culturally, what did the mall represent? And what does it mean if they've become a thing of the past?
Well, the mall was a customer's marketplace. The mall was the surrogate for a downtown business district. The mall was a employment center. The mall employed literally thousands of people within a 7-mile radius who also shopped in the mall, who provided them with very flexible scheduling opportunities because malls are typically open in the United States 77 hours a week. And so whether full-time or part-time, the mall was a wonderful way to be employed, but to be able to maintain a household as opposed to a classic full-time job downtown. The mall was a community center, especially for young people. The crowds of teens who would congregate in and around the food centers, the food courts.
I mean, I can't imagine my teen years without a mall. It's just hard to even think about what that would look like for young people in the future of where their meeting place will be.
Well, their meeting place has increasingly become various social media platforms.
Yeah. Where do you see us then? 5, 7, 10 years, what is the future for these spaces and for shopping and this cultural touch point?
Well, let's start out with the customer. Once we're past the pandemic and the devastating recession that the pandemic has brought with it, it's probably late 2022, early 2023 when we're really in recovery. But the consumer will be back. They will be looking for new and engaging fashion and new and engaging ideas. They will seek it out, in my opinion, in the very best physical locations, like the super regional malls. They will gravitate to an emerging flood of green shoots that will come up out of the damage that the pandemic has created. New businesses that occupy vacant spaces with new ideas. And they will continue to be enormously enamored with the flexibility that e-commerce provides. But these thousands of malls that were overbuilt over 30 years are going to be the victims of this apocalyptic transition that's been taking place and that will take place. So a lot of these spaces are going to become community eyesores as they become, you know, vacant. And I think what's happened is the customer is now in charge. They want to shop their way and they want to acquire their purchases however they see fit, whether it's browse at home, shop in the store, browse in the store, transact at home, or browse at home, make a transaction and pick it up either at the curb or in the store.
The American Mall Soon Becoming a Relic of the Past. That's Mark Cohen. He's the Director of Retail Studies at Columbia University. Thank you for this conversation.
Thank you.
Well, many of us have our own memories of the malls we used to visit. My mall was Northland, just outside of Detroit. And Peter, you recently went back to your childhood mall.
Yes, I did. That conversation was so interesting and so resonant. I just went back to the Paradise Valley Mall in Phoenix, my mall, on election day because some of that empty space had been turned into a voting center. And here I made this video as I walked past the old abandoned shops.
It was always this lively, packed, beautiful, amazing social place. And I'm walking through, I can't even believe it. It's like walking through an old dream, where everything is familiar, but nothing is.
Tanya, so sad you mentioned the food courts. Don't you remember the food courts, the Orange Julius, the hot dog on a stick?
Yeah, it's where you met boys and girls. I mean, it's the place we would all go, but it's so powerful what you said, familiar but not. We want to hear your mall memories. Share them with me on Twitter. My handle is Tanya Mosley, or you can email us at letters@hereandnow.org.